The burst of the so-called housing bubble in late 2007 sent the real estate market into a spin. A new batch of numbers is leading industry insiders to believe that things are turning around. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales of existing homes rose in April and remain above a year ago, while home prices continue to rise. Statistics released this week by the Greater Capital Association of Realtors, which covers 11 counties from Warren in the North Country down through Albany into Schoharie, Greene, and Columbia, the residential real estate market in New York's capital region is showing increased activity and price appreciation, which indicate movement towards a more balanced market. The figures show completed sales of homes increased 24% in April in the Albany area, while pending sales rose 16%. Greg Zappia is a real estate partner at the Tully Rinke Law Firm in Albany.
Our real estate practice as a whole is up somewhere around 700% since December. So we've seen it take a huge upswing, which is good news. All wonderful signs that people in the capital region should take great comfort in. Anytime you have a great housing market, it's vital for a good economy. After 5 years of worries, it seems like it's a good sign we're on the right road back.
The same holds true farther down the Hudson Valley. Gary Leogrande is with the recently formed Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors, which includes Orange, Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland counties. He explains a seasonality component has kicked in.
We are right in the middle of it, and that seasonality component brings a lot of people into the marketplace. And this year we have a combination of a couple of components that are making it very, very attractive. We have slightly softer sales prices as a result of the market of the last few years, and we have phenomenally low interest rates. So the borrowing power of a purchaser is excellent in terms of what they can borrow, assuming that they can get financing.
Greg Zappia sees a leveling of the buyer versus seller playing field.
We're in an area of the housing market where it seems both parties, when we're representing buyers and sellers at the closing table, everybody seems to be happy finally leaving. Doesn't seem like the buyers are taking advantage of huge deals with the sellers, and the sellers don't feel like they're getting taken advantage of. So we're no longer in a buyer's market, but we're not in a seller's market either. It seems that everybody's in a win-win situation as far as the market is concerned.
Gary Leogrande points out that getting financed for a new home may not be as difficult as people think.
There are programs available for people with blemishes on their credit. We have FHA programs available, which have a little bit more latitude in what the credit scores are. We do a lot of counseling with people to help them figure out if this is the right time to buy or not.
Leogrande says although signs are promising, the real estate market isn't totally out of the woods yet.
We have a couple of things that are keyed into that. One is still unemployment is higher than many of us would ideally like it to be. So that's one issue where people's uncertainties for their future prospects at that job could be an issue that might preclude them from being able to do something. Another issue that's of major significance is taxes. Property taxes in the Hudson Valley area are becoming very problematic in terms of people's affordability to be able to buy a property. And to the extent that the property taxes keep rising and rising, that is putting downward pressure on prices, because if they got to pay the money for the property taxes, then they might not necessarily be able to afford that on top of the mortgage. So that is putting some pressure on property values.
The National Association of Realtors is waxing a bit more on the side of optimism. Its chief economist, Lawrence Yun, proclaims the housing recovery underway. He agrees the market has shifted from one that favored buyers to one that is more balanced. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.